Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Live with Kathy. It is Tuesday, November 19th. We are just maybe 7 days away from Thanksgiving. Now, I want you to get your pen and pad out right now and get your mirror. Pick up the mirror, look in the mirror, and just tell yourself how amazing you are and how grateful you are for being alive today on November 19th. You see, you're part of the puzzle. You're part of the overall picture of bringing peace to the world. I watched a show earlier, and a young gal was on. And yes, every once in a while, I tune on to see what's going on. And the host asked her, "What do you see for our country? What do you wish for?" Now, this is a young kid. She must have been around 16. And she said, "Well, it may sound kind of childish, or you won't believe me, but I'm praying for peace in the world." And she said, "You see this heart that I have? I wear it on my upper arm. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Because, you know, if we all work together, there could be peace in the world." Man, did she ever get my attention. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And today's show is awesome. And it's free. But you don't know what the awesome is yet. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want that eradicated. I want that deleted. Today, for the first time in your life, you're going to write down, "I am the captain of my life. I'm empowering me to choose my life the way that I want it." Did you know that when you have a positive attitude, I'm not talking about Pollyanna. There are times when we're challenged. I was challenged in October and on November 4th when I realized that my energy level wasn't what it should be. And we'll soon find out what it is. But did I say, "Oh, my God, I'm dying"? No, I went, "Well, it's something that I have to look at." You know, I'm thrown like bull, healthy as a horse. So I could always tell when there's something going on in my body. And the first thing that came to me was perhaps the negative thoughts I was holding because of the episode in October that was very traumatic. Let it go. I read an article the other day. I read constantly. And by the way, let me just acknowledge all of the theologians, the spiritual people, the doctors, the research scientists, those that are way ahead of me in their thinking, in the scope of life. And I don't always recognize you by name, but know that in my heart, I am not committing plagiarism. I'm just sharing with the world what you've shared with me, and I'm sharing with them. I don't take credit for it. I will usually say, "I read this," or "This is my epiphany, and this is what I'm saying right now." We're not grateful enough. You know, I think Americans, most Americans, are just brats. Live by comparison, live by competing. You know, the Europeans think we're insane. And I'm about to agree with them. Now, this is what I want you to do. You're going to listen to the entire show. Remember now, it's archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on the week of the 19th through the 22nd. A week in review today, awesome and free. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., are you normal or nuts? Thursday at 11 a.m., stop whining. And Friday, November 22nd, 6:30 in the morning, holiday travel. Yeah, I guess this is the time of the year now, November, December, into January, where you all go crazy. Why? Why? Well, that's another show. But what I'm going to share with you later on in the show, it's absolutely free. And it's a 8-letter word. And your life could change when you embrace it. However, this doesn't work. You decide to embrace my epiphany. You decide to embrace, what else have I got to do? I'll give it a try. Let's see what happens. And for 24 hours, you did and nothing happened. It takes practice, practice, practice. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. Going to take you all the way back to your childhood. All the way back to where you were in gestation. All the way back so we could erase all of the toxic negative words and thinking that was imposed on you. But you didn't know. You didn't know that there was another way. So you see, today's show, awesome, and it's free. It's not about your neighbor. It's not about your significant other. It's not about your children. It's about all of you. And in its simplicity, you're going to say, that's wishful thinking. Do you have any idea how powerful negatives are? And that young gal who said, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and all I want for the world is peace. Chinese proverb. You've heard me say this so many times. I've shared it with you. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with each of us individually. You, one at a time, one at a time. If you're spending the better part of your life living your life through someone else's dictates, living your life through comparing and competing, you're not living a joyful life. It's not you. I want to expose the authentic you. When I studied Buddhism, Nichiren Shoshu, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, aha! I went the whole nine yards, everything. I have the boots on, incense, you name it, chanted. went to the temple and chanted with everyone. It was the fourth prayer. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind in the entire universe. You see, the minute a thought is out there, it strikes like lightning, lightning. It's there, it's there. You can't take it back. You've already put it out in the universe, and God, the universe, will give you exactly what you wanted. You see, it can't say, oh, Kathy didn't really mean that. This is what Kathy means. No, this is what I'm saying. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe, and that includes you. That includes even the people that I'm not fond of. I have a saying that I dislike most people equally. I dislike what they do. So when I say that, they're not in my life. Because we don't resonate. I can't bring anything into their life. And if I find them annoying, they're not going to help me. It's growth. I have growth to do too. Oh, I see. You thought I walked on water. At least I'm honest. And if we do not resonate, I'm going to release you. I'm going to release you to your highest good and wish you the best of everything. It's 11:11 a.m. Central Time on November 19th. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And you know what is so exciting? You see, I have a passion about what I do. This is not make-believe for me. I'm performing as a radio talk show host. In a day, I might be on the stage as a performing artist. I may be doing my climb, my stair climbs. We wear many different hats. And I'll tell you what's exciting for me. When I share with you that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world, it's true. I would like to know that what I said, what I did, one of my epiphanies, touched someone's heart and changed their life. You already know that you could call in on 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I love to get love letters. Share with me. Let's have one-on-one conversations. Hey, and did it ever occur to you that we could put together a cruise? We could sail the high seas, and when we're at sea, we could get together and really get to know each other and learn from each other. My brain is open. It's like a sponge. I'll just grab anything, see what works. Read an article. I've been hearing this expression, bucket list. And I'm thinking to myself, what on earth is a bucket list? Well, you know what? We could do a cruise, and we could talk about our bucket lists. And I found out what a bucket list is. Begin each day with meditation, affirmative prayer, or whatever deepens your connection to spirit. These practices enliven confidence and calm and set the tone for a brilliant dismount from the meditation cushion into your movement ritual. Meditation builds serotonin, which gives us the greater clarity, centeredness, and conviction. Add some sweat and increased heart rate, and you have a bucket runneth over in dopamine. In turn, you get to enjoy greater motivation, concentration, and ninja-like grit and tenacity. The highest and brightest performers are those who first thing in the morning choose to own one positive habit in one area of living. They are apt to carry that momentum into every area of their life. Yeah, we take baby steps. Now, this is what a bucket list is. Trekking the Himalayas, walking the Great Wall of China, swimming with dolphins are some of the most popular things on the bucket list. Those things we want to do before we make our way to the next dimension. What is your bucket list? I just thought I would add it to the show that you could start on it, because I will give you advance notice when I'm going to do a show on did you fill your bucket list? Life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Why don't you make the most of it? Or are you still too angry? Well, mostly it's with God, and then the mother and father. Oh, stop the whining. The whining is going to be on this Wednesday, Thursday, on the 21st at 11. Be a torch. Be a spark. Be a candle in the dark. Be a sunbeam or a star. It doesn't have to be on a grandiose scale. You're just going to start today, right now. And with your pen and pad there, I gave you the call-in number, 347-637-3789. Just one little wish in your bucket. Just one determination to do one thing different today than you've ever done before. Chicken chatter. Quite a bit of that going on, right? But before we get to chicken chatter, let's go to my website. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And then tell me what your chicken chatter is, what your mind chatter is. I could see it now. I could feel it now. I could hear it now. Oh, that really sounds unique. I think I'll try it. Yeah, I tried it for a couple of hours. Nothing happened. This is ongoing. Practice, 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 and then more practice. Do you want to know what? You're going to look younger. Everyone seems to think that the answer, the formula to looking younger and look still better, is to go under the knife. See, if you're a sour apple, and you're saying, well, I'll try it. It's not going to work. You go under the knife. It's not going to work. Still be that sour, wrinkled granny apple. Gassy old geezer. Because you've been comparing yourself to other people. You've been comparing and competing. Life is too short. Yeah, I went through that phase. I just knew that I had to be the best, no matter what. I've laid the sword down. I am who I am. I'm my own little snowflake. I'm my thumbprint. No two snowflakes or no two thumbprints are alike. You are unique. Write that down. I am unique. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Don't you know that your mountain is waiting? So get on your way. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? It's amazing. I've had conversations with all kinds of people. And one in particular who said to me, oh, I can't write a book. I really don't. But you know, Kathy, I do have this little niggly feeling that I should share with people my not-so-happy childhood. And she still calls the man who truly abused her physically Daddy. Daddy. And you know, while I'm thinking of that, have you noticed that all of these dignitaries, all of these people that are at the forefront, they're always honoring their mommy who put them through school, maybe held down two or three jobs to give the kid an education. Where's the fathers? Where are you? Do you just show up when the kid starts to make a ton of money and then you come up with this lame excuse? I don't know, maybe it was, I don't know. Well, I was frightened. I was too young to be a father. Yo, what about the mother? She was young too. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And the fathers come back with this lame pity pot? Shame on you. Sramisa. Sramisa in Croatian is shame on you. So we're back at my website. Check on, oh, come on. The buttons are there. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. I don't care. 55 years in research and development. And then, yeah, they're all my techniques, all my methods. And it's so affordable. Log on and get the book. I had it download because I'm giving it to my friend Evelyn. Evelyn is 89 years old, and she doesn't have a computer, so I don't even know she No, she doesn't. And she drives, and she works out in her yard, and she's got that sparkle in her eyes. Oh, she said, Kathy, I wake up every morning in gratitude. I just feel good about myself. I feel good that I'm able to drive and able to meet you for coffee or somebody else. Da, 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 da. And she loves to read, so I went. I called Justin at Office Depot. And I said, get the book together for me. I could hardly wait to give it to her. She'll devour it. See, each of you have a story. Renee, if you're listening, you have a story. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be 300 pages. Oh, sidebar. Hi, Tom. How is the screenplay writing coming along? All of you are going to be wowed in a couple of months. I'll keep you posted. I wanted to write a book. Scroll down, and you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. It started out to be my story. I thought, oh, how boring. So I opened it to contributing authors. Boy, what a learning curve. I could do it again, but it would be a lot simpler than the first time. Man, I had no idea. But now that I know how to do it, it's a piece of cake. Nothing. No problems. Now, there are 14 of us. And Lee, she was adopted. She quit corporate America. In 1983, when she was making $30,000 plus a year. Read her story. And you see, it's a book that you're going to keep on your desk. It's going to be at your fingertips because you may be going through a challenge or you go, wait a minute, I remember reading about blah, 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 blah in Choices. I'm going back to see how he or she handled it. How about Rudy being the son of migrant farm workers reaching the American dream? What about Barbara in Germany from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom? They're celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. Well, oh, what am I going to learn? Well, I'll tell you. You can fulfill your dream. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. We all did. And you can live your life in paradise, material or spiritual. We've simplified. It's available through me if you want a nice discount, depending on how many you order. The book is about 100 pages long. I'm holding it in my hands now. I could feel the vibration. It's worldwide. Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, available soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. I'd love to do an audiobook and have each of them tell their story. But you do know how to reach me and how to get the book, your own copy. And I'll even autograph them if that's what you want. Are you still on the web? Kathy Watson Speaks? Now scroll down. You went to books. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion. Part of that is true. It's up to you to figure out which part is true. And then 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. The Passionate Warrior. You could get that through Amazon.com and Self Growth. And The Heart of the Lion is Amazon.com and Ex Libris. You know, really, it's kind of exciting. I've authored 4 books. Either 100%, 50%, but they're my books. I challenged myself. And I have to tell you, darling, there were times when I thought, do I need this? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social networking radio show, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Do you want to talk to me up close and personal? You can call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. I shall be delighted to share my journey, but you have to promise that you're going to share your journey with me too. Take time out to be. You fill in the word. And your health. They say could. I say will. Let me see. This is Bucket. Okay. Well, this is going to be an exciting show, too. So what do you think that word is? Mishma vidit rusi, right after I take out a time to acknowledge my partners in my consortium of Live with Kathy. All shows are archived. Now let me ask you a question. Okay, now we're going to just turn the page over. Would you like to be on radio? Would you like to be on radio? Have you ever dreamed of being on radio? And you came up with a plethora of excuses. Doesn't have to be that way. Nope. Now, here's the deal. Introductory offer, 10 weeks, because I'm going to teach you the dynamics of radio. We're going to develop you. We're going to find out what on earth is going on underneath this facade that you have created, because you aren't who you really are. No, you're not. We got to get rid of all the myths that you believed were true. And it started when you were just a little girl, when you were just a little boy. When you compliment children, don't you just love their faces? They just light up. And then if you're nasty to them, they die inside. They're learning. You've been mandated to treat them with kindness and understanding. They're our future. The youth of America, the youth of the world, you are our future, and I salute you. Now, imagine being on air with me for 10 weeks. We come together to develop your mini-mercial, and then guess what? You're invited to co-host a show with me. I don't know, might be 2 or 3. Let's find out what you got. No guts, no glory. Now, I prep you, after the show, you listen quietly because it's been archived. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How did you do? And then I, too, will participate in Out Plus. No constructive criticism, out of the question. No. We look and we tweak it. I'm tweaking my presentations all the time. I love to tweak because, you see, why do I love doing this show? Why do I have this fire in the belly to continue on? Because I keep learning. I listen to me and I go, whoa, no way. Write myself a big note. So you're actually teaching me. You're helping me grow the radio show through your participation. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, product, service on Blog Talk Radio worldwide. It is so affordable, it's in the low 3 figures. That's how affordable it is. Why do I do this? This is how I give back. I'm giving back to all of you. And then you may want to have your own radio show. That's doable. Listen to me, darlings. We're living longer and longer and longer. And as the population ages, the need for you, your products, your service, whatever it is you have, grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. Then you get to email the whole world and say, man, you have to listen to this show. I did a co-host with Kathy Watson. You want to rent a big studio? You know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And here you have it at your fingertips. And it's a powerful marketing tool. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by my partnership with Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I love illuminating the character of Ironworkers. You know, they are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love to illuminate their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify, 4 years. You're an apprentice, and you're making money, and you're learning at the same time. Ironworkers.org. Now, if you want to find out more about them and the men and women who work in our trade, log on youtube.com/Union Ironworkers. youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And then log on to Ironworkers, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th and listen to the show. They had their gathering in Michigan, all over from, it was international, from Canada and the States. You'll love it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. When I talked about choices, there were two of my partners are in the book, Erika Cuff. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Ah, what an extraordinary woman she is. You have no idea what's going on there. Log on heparks.org. And you see, darlings, if you're bored and lonely, it's your own fault. Nah, strike that. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. It doesn't have to be that way. With the Park District Senior Centers and libraries, you could pick and choose. And many times they'll come and get you. They'll get you coming and going. Rika's life changed in 2005 on a harmless trip into Chicago to help her son get settled in his new environment. Wait till you read that story. heparks.org. And just as a sidebar, the Hoffman Estates Park District were the 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners. National. Not local. National. Greg McIntyre is our CPA, and he'd be delighted to help you with one of your little financial queries. ahtax@ameritech.net. Remember earlier I said that looks do matter? Now here's the deal. You're going to love this. I have a product that I've been using for 22 years, and it helps de-stress your face. It's so effective, you use it only 3 times a week. When you order that, by the way, all sales are final. But when you order it and your check clears, you get the book, The Elixir of Youth, free. The e-book goes along with this cream. It is so affordable. And this is for men, too. Because, you see, stress releases toxins into the body. They're finding now more and more and more that stress is the premature factor in aging and early death. Why are you doing this to yourself? Okay, where it is, the 19th, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 11 days to the end of the month. Where is the year going? Do you have more month than money? It doesn't have to be this way. I have a formula. I don't care who you are. Solopreneur, preneur, entrepreneur. Are you retired? Keep your daytime job. But now think about adding a couple of $100 to the plus side of your finances. See, when I was 25, I started my own home-based business. I didn't know. I just thought it was a good idea. Where did it come from? I don't know. But you see, this is a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. And make it a family affair. Teach our children about money. Make it fun. www.leticia.myshackley.com. She's in the book. It doesn't have to be Shackley. We work with you to see what resonates with you. You may have a line of creative shoe designs that you want to turn into a home-based business. Mine was fashion. I'm a fashionista. Hats by Kathy, and then Designer Originals by Kathy. I took awards, and I still have the prizes. Don't wait. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And it doesn't take anybody. In some cases, nada. So here's a call to action to all the women, not only in America, but globally, the year to reign supreme, to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. I don't care if you have a daytime job. But do you like working 60 hours a week for someone else? 2013, the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. Oh, change is scary. But once you've learned the process, it's yours for life. You have to shift your strategies. But I'm saying you have to shift your thinking. Shift your thinking. And then your business plan. You have to have a business plan. This is about you. This is about fulfilling your dreams. This is about, hey, how about a residual check every month? $200, $300, $400, $500. Lee is getting a check in the four figures after 30 years of building her dynasty. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you have to do is have that fire in the belly desire to achieve. And you hand it down from generation to generation. More people are becoming wealthy today from nothing. And this could be you. It's pandemic. More and more are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. You're the CEO. You are the decision maker, and please promise me you'll include the children. Leticia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. And remember, behind any challenge, any crisis is an opportunity, and you're the one that's going to make that decision. The ball, as they say, is in your court. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And I know what you're thinking. I'm extrapolating this from an article in Science of Mind. I don't think you realize this. I don't think we've gotten to this maturity yet. Words that hurt, words that inspire. Your brain is not functioning on a full battery. It's a half a bubble off. The words we speak and the feelings beneath them do have an effect on us, our bodies, and the world around us. If people knew that their words create their manifestations, they would be very conscious and careful of their words, especially those repeated often with matching feelings. Language is spellcasting because what we say over and over, believe and act on, it's going to come true in our outer and physical realm. I don't know how many of my acquaintances say, well, I don't have any money. And I'm like, what? Cancel that. The truth is that the tide is out. But when the tide is out, it's going to come back in again. I don't have any money. I don't. Yeah, honey, trust me, you ain't ever going to have enough money. How many self-talks, how many of you in the quietness of your meditation, oh, I'm not worthy or good enough, and wonder why they are discouraged and not able to have the relationship, career, the life they want? More sayings that stop the flow of guidance and enthusiasm and bliss are, that person makes me sick. That person is a pain in the neck. I'm sick and tired, and so it goes. All of you, you're languaging yourselves into manifestations, you know, things that are happening. You're doing it by your words that you choose. And then you wonder why you have so many difficulties. We still haven't uncovered the authentic you, have we? This is the result of people not knowing who they are as spiritual beings or the godlike qualities and powers that each person has as a part of our intrinsic nature. Watching people affirm their troubles as if focusing on a problem gets rid of it makes me grateful that I was introduced to metaphysics as a teenager. Write this down. This is the truth. The outer world reflects the results of my past thoughts, beliefs, and actions. So if we desire a different way to be, we must begin in this moment to affirm and accept what we desire, then act as though you already have it. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. The choice is yours. Now, I don't mean just saying an affirmation. I want you to cancel it. Whenever you make a negative remark, just simply say, I cancel that. The truth for me is I am in joy. I am in gratitude. Affirmations and mantras need to be chanted, sung, and spoken as much as possible to train, that's the operative word here, us to elevate our words and feelings as well as actions if we truly desire to live an enriching divine life. Who would you rather be with? Dopey Dora? Negative Nelly? Is that what you want? And then I'm going to say, well, who are you? Who are you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and today's topic is awesome, and it's free. You might be surprised to learn that one of the most powerful healing forces in medicine is found within all of us. Get your pen and pad out. The healing force is known as gratitude. It's a feeling. I love that fire in the belly feeling when our mantra on the way to the gym is, I'm in joy now. I'm in gratitude now. I feel good now. I'm happy now. I'm becoming wealthier and wealthier every day in every way in my business and personal life. Making money is easy. I'm a money magnet. I have a millionaire mind. I'm in joy. I'm in joy. I'm in gratitude. I'm in gratitude. Now, no monkey talk. No, can't go back to, oh, that isn't true. Believe it. And it's not going to happen overnight. You must believe it. That fire in the belly desire. Now, gratitude is defined as the state of being grateful or thankful. It is an appreciation for receiving personal benefit that you didn't seek. You didn't go after that. The effect of being grateful can improve physical, psychological, and even spiritual health. And it's free. A four-letter word. Grateful. And it's free. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. An eight-letter word brings you freedom. This is not, come on, I'm not being Pollyannish. Basically, gratitude is appreciating things and events and relationships in our lives. I see the glasses half full. You know what it is? It's simply being grateful for life itself. Can you be that? Many people say that they are grateful. However, the daily practice of gratitude is not part of their makeup. Now, this is what they found. People who practice gratitude on a daily basis are actually healthier than people who do not practice gratitude. I'm in gratitude when we make every green light. And the silver fox will say, well, we were in our flow. They have found that regular practice of gratitude lowers blood pressure. It also improves many parameters of immune function, as well as increasing happiness and overall well-being. Some data suggest a reduced lifetime risk of depression and anxiety. In addition, the risk of substance abuse, both alcohol and drugs, are reduced in people who are grateful. The practice of gratefulness accelerates healing and may reduce the risk of diabetes and heart disease. It's free. It's your choice. There really are two important components of gratitude: seeing the positive aspect of one's life and recognizing that many of these positive aspects are outside of one's control. And if they're outside of one's control, be flexible. Go with the flow. People who are grateful on a regular basis also experience other positive emotions. And these emotions are more intense, more frequent. Joy, happiness, and love seem to be the constant companions of grateful people. The concept of gratitude is an integral part of all major religions in the world, from Judaism to Christianity to Islam to Buddhism. Gratitude is the foundation stone. You see, those of us that are grateful, we feel less envy, greed, and bitterness, and reducing envy, greed, and bitterness is a very positive step to good health. Oh, our young adults. Gratitude in young adults may possibly impact performance. Oh, yes. Tell your kids how grateful you are for them. Love them. It's going to affect their school studies. In school as well as social interaction, grateful young adults are more alert, enthusiastic. They have more energy and focus. As with adults, more happiness and joy in their lives. Oh, please, if you have a grump, separate, distance yourself. The constant practice of gratitude results in lower stress levels, and lower stress always improves health. All right, here, my suggestion, 5 minutes a day, list all of the things for which you are grateful, and do this every day, every day, every day. Write it down, write it down. After 1 month, you'll be surprised at your transformation physically, mentally, and even spiritually. Haven't you been in the company of people? They don't know any other way but to complain, 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 and then complain some more. November, December, into January. These are joyous times to celebrate. We have Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving show will be Wednesday, November 27th, 11 a.m. It's a national holiday celebrated primarily in the U.S. and Canada as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of the harvest. What are you giving thanks for? What are you in gratitude? And it's going to be nothing but hymns and songs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come thou fount of every blessing. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessings. Now, thank we all our God. How great thou art. Alleluia. 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 So today I've given you a gift. Do you want to change your life? You're going to have to change your thinking. You're going to have to change your words. The minute you put a thought out there, it's like a bolt of lightning. It's there. Don't embrace the negative thought. Oh, when my hearts go out to all of the tornado victims, especially in Washington, Illinois, on Sunday. Wind gales 190 miles an hour. Being on international cruise ships, there are two elements you'll never win. Water and wind. I'm so grateful for those who survived. And so sad for everyone that lost so much. And now they stand back and they look at the devastation. So could you stop your whining? Could you step out of your comfort zone today and send a prayer to the families who lost so much and came so close of being killed? When you have gratefulness in your heart, it accelerates your healing. Practice gratitude every single day of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until tomorrow at 8 a.m., what are you grateful for? Until then, remember to always be in your best elements. The next 2 months are celebration, but we're going to take it into the new year. Until then, this is Kathy. Au revoir.